There arose an argument among them about which of them was the greatest. Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their hearts, took a little child, and set him by his side, and said to them, "Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For whoever is least among you all, this one is great." John answered, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he does not follow with us." Jesus said to him, "Do not forbid him, for he who is not against you is for you." It came to pass, when the days were near that he should be taken up, he intently set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. They went, and entered into a village of the Samaritans, so as to prepare for him. But they did not receive him, because he was traveling with his face set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from the sky, and consume them?" And he turned and rebuked them, and said, "You do not realize what kind of spirit you belong to. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy people's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. As they went on the way, a certain man said to him, "I want to follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but you go and announce the kingdom of God." Another also said, "I want to follow you, Lord, but first allow me to bid farewell to those who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God."